Columbus, Ohio. Are you ready for one of the most interesting postal rap sessions there is? Stand by for the branch president, Kenneth Hodge. Hey, good evening, everybody. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio, 304. Still trying to do what I can do to put the word out to let members know that you have to get active in your union. Let's stop sitting back. Let's stop being sideline players and jump into that starting rotation. Yeah, stand by. Again, here's part two in what I call a three-part series on our local president and his effect on destroying Columbus. And in the manner in which that is being done, I'm going to go on a limb and say there are other branches that feel our pain or feel my pain. And it's so sad that some of these stewards that are currently responsible for regulating contract violations in Columbus have drunk the Kool-Aid served to them by the local president, and they don't know which way is up right now. But again, if your intent was to divide the branch, well, I want you to know, local president, you've done that. And it doesn't matter what three or four stewards tell you. Anybody who understands the atmosphere in Columbus, that's a bad situation right now. We've got a new, aggressive, non-contractual, compliance set of postal managers in Columbus. And I want to tell you, the union staff that we currently have is not equipped mentally to handle that. And what's going to happen is going to be side deals that are made today are going to destroy the quality of work life for MHAs and those regulars who have 10, 15, 20 years to go before they retire. I'm telling you right now, now is the time for us to get active and let's correct some of these wrongs and make them right before it's impossible to do so. Now, let's get to the reason we're here, Pip McLemore. Part two of us, really, really, really sad story. When the local president came to make his office visit yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was he came this week, I was driving down the plant, and the acting president, Theron, I asked him not to even do it. But he stopped, and I don't know if he was being funny, but it really didn't matter. He's going to stop and ask Bip and Greg, you guys know Mr. Hodge, right? So my response was, yeah, they know me. He's the reason I'm not in office right now. And understanding that me and Bip don't get along, what he did was, and again, he stood there with this crap-eating grin on his face, as if to say, yeah, I'm the reason you're not in office. And I asked him, what are you smiling at me for? And you know, once again, what he was doing, it was a street tactic. I don't know if he thought he was trying to chump me up or what, but at any rate, he proceeded to just stand there and just smile at me. So I kind of drove off, and I thought I heard somebody say something to me. So my response was, anybody over there got something to say to me? And all the time, Bip just stood there smiling at me. Again, and I'm looking at the way he was smiling at me as a sign of him trying to entice me into some craziness. But nonetheless, that happened, and then I drove on and left. And I guess he took the stewards out to dinner or something to that effect. But my point is, as a local president, when you tell people that you put me out of office and you make no attempt at retraining or anything else, what you're doing is you're just verifying what myself and other people interested in this case looks at. Is you're just being vindictive for no reason whatsoever. Again, I kind of believe a lot of your reason for being vindictive is you understand. You can laugh and joke with those folks in Columbus, but I think you've been around enough to understand that I am the man for this job. And because you understand that, it puts you into a state of panic or a state of fear that will not allow you as a local president to deal with a branch president in a professional manner. Your answer to everything is just make them disappear. Well, I want you to know, Brother Bip, this isn't the first time you've done that. And again, I'm meeting mail handlers throughout other branches, and this seems to be a MO for you. This is what you do. Now, again, as a leader of an organization, if anybody is elected to a position, and just because they can't see eye to eye with you, that's no reason to put them out of office. But that's that selfish jealousy, that real weak emotion that people have inside of them. Rather than accept the fact that I've got an up-and-coming individual, rather than accept that fact, your answer to it is let's just make them disappear. Just like you tried to make me disappear when I was an alternate steward, bringing MHAs back to work who had been terminated for attendance because nobody in your staff could handle that. But I've done that, and I'm still doing that. So my point to you is, and to the members, is you have to be aware of this. Don't fall for those stories about how Ken Hodge is trying to mess the union up or how Ken Hodge is trying to put his nose in every piece of union business. Well, let me tell you something, members of 304. You elected and then selected. Excuse me. You selected and then elected. And I'm going to tell you something. Right up until the last day of my appointment as branch president, I'm going to try to provide guidance to you. Again, I'm probably still going to be suspended because the local president, in my mind, is just very, very afraid of Kenny Hodge, and there is absolutely no reason for that. Again, for the next year, I'd be more than happy to work with you, but I want you to know the year after that, I hope you won't be around to work with me again, because I'm coming after the local president position, and I make no bones about it. Every day that I have the energy, I'm going to send messages out, and I'm going to remind, and I'm going to try to keep a working presence in front of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky to let them know that there is a new voice on the horizon, and this voice speaks union solidarity. This voice speaks understanding our contract and making sure all the stewards understand the contract. This voice speaks one union for everybody, one set of rules for everybody. That's the voice of Kenny Hodge, and that's the voice that I'm hoping and I'm working for your vote in 2020. Mr. McLemore on vacation. He's retired. Let's let him enjoy his retirement. So my last words I'd like to say is have a nice fishing trip, Mr. McLemore, because your services are no longer required.